The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So the topic on this fourth talk on equanimity, Brahmavihara, is that of the relationship between this equanimity, this kind of love or care, goodwill, that is non-reactive or non-contracted, non-agitated, or in the classic language, isn't automatically involved in pursuing or being attracted to things, chasing things, or isn't automatically involved in repulsion or pushing away or pulling away. But a mind that's able to be present and open to what's happening in the world and to maintain its goodwill, its friendliness, its love, or its care, in spite of the dangers in the world. And now we're coming into maybe where the wisdom and practice really comes to a kind of maturity. It's easy enough to have some idea of that we're supposed to be loving and everything is wonderful and practice is to accept things as they are and for that to be kind of a pastoral image of life, a kind of idea that everything is wonderful and good. And sometimes when there's a lot of teaching, Buddhist teachings about just sitting in with awareness, accepting things as they are, being open to how things are and non-reactive. I do feel that sometimes it's teachings of people who are relatively privileged and well off and don't have a lot of challenges in their life that that many people in this world have. Many people live in danger zones of all kinds, in their families, in their communities, in their countries. And there are dangers in this world. So how do we maintain a loving heart, a caring heart, in the face of dangers? So that's one of the important topics. And perhaps it's a nice way of also coming to the end of 2020, where a year ago many of us did not see the dangers that were going to come for this year. And a surprising amount of danger, even fear, that now exists in our society that didn't exist a year ago, and or maybe caution at least. I mean, it's remarkable that to walk down the street and people will avoid each other. I'll step out into the street and let someone else have the sidewalk. Someone else will step out in the street and let me have the sidewalk, even though everyone's wearing masks. And who would have thought? I mean, it's kind of like living in a science fiction movie or something to that's such a radical kind of change in our society. And so how can we be wiser with this? How can we be equanimous with this in a wise way, an appropriate way? And how can we learn from 2020 so that we enter into 2021 with more wisdom, with more street smarts, with more equanimity and more love and compassion, given what happened during the course of this year, how we learned, how we matured with all the challenges we've had. So I say all this because in the ancient text, the book called The Path of Purification, where they talk about the near enemy of equanimity, Brahmavihara, the near enemy, what looks like it, and it's not really equanimity, but it looks like it, is the equanimity, it's called ignorant equanimity. And it's equanimity that's ignorant of the dangers in the world. So it's easy to be equanimous if one doesn't see the dangers, doesn't understand what's going on in this life. And the So here it says, the near enemy is the ignorant equanimity that is not aware of danger. The far enemy is greed and repulsion. It is not possible to have either greed or repulsion and equanimity. But this near enemy, that doesn't really allow true equanimity to be there, is not aware of danger. And I don't think we hear very often in Buddhist teachings, like, sit down, close your eyes, be aware, be in the present moment, and now become aware of danger. That there is danger in this life. Life is fragile. Life is short. They say even with 100 years life, it's a short life. And life is it's easy to get sick. There are people who are not good people and go in the wrong places, the wrong times, and it is dangerous. We live in a world of danger where our lives can change forever on a dime, in a very quick. I've known plenty of people, and myself involved also, where some accident happens, and then we're never quite the same again, and we didn't anticipate the danger that would come. So this is not meant to be a depressing way to end 2020, but it is the classic way of appreciating that true equanimity also understands that the world has dangers and learns to develop the strength, the capacity, or the openness and the wisdom of how to be equanimous and loving in the face of danger, with danger. And without that message, it's easy to kind of think that we're supposed to just live in a protective and environment, live in a monastery or someplace where, you know, we're completely safe, so we can do this work of just being completely non-attached, unfazed by what goes on in the world. But I hope that that's not what we're doing. I hope we're learning how to live in the world as it is, with its dangers, and learning to be loving in a way that doesn't succumb to repulsion and pursuit actively kind of, you know, going after things, or actively pulling away automatically going to help when help is not really needed, trying to fix, automatically trying to push away or deny what's there. And in some ways, this is it's said that equanimity is one of the most mature and developed forms of Buddhist practice. It comes after many years of practice to really have this strong sense of equanimity. So it's kind of like the North Star, but it definitely doesn't make us indifferent. In fact, I mean, sometimes here in the West, people often say that the near enemy of equanimity is indifference. And it's certainly not an indifference. It involves a deep caring, a deep love. And in having it, to have an open window, to not hold on to something that can be hit and can be hurt. And a different analogy for this is that if we hold our hands in a fist, then something can hit it and it can hurt because it's, you know, maybe doesn't move very well. But if we open our hands up wide and the fingers wide, then things can hit, but they kind of just kind of, we kind of, like a bamboo flows with the wind, you know, back and forth. Or maybe it just goes right through the fingers, the open fingers, and doesn't really touch us. And so we go in the world very differently if we're fisted up and knotted up in something than if we go with an open hand, an open heart. And so this ability to not have attachments, not have clinging, not have self-definitions we hold on to for dear life, but to just relax the heart, relax the mind, open the clinging, and in that be able to be present for danger. Because then actually we're in less danger in our hearts. We might be in physical danger, but the heart is never in danger if the heart doesn't cling. Because there is one way that, one kind of implication of Buddhist teachings is that the greatest danger that we live under, live with, is a danger we provide ourselves. The danger of clinging, the danger of giving up our ethical life, the danger of giving up our ease, our peace, the danger of giving up our love and our freedom, which we do if we cling and get attached. There is no intentional and ethical life without clinging. There is no intentional is maybe a stronger word. The deepest well-being of the heart is not lost because of what people do and the world does around us. It's lost because of how we react and respond to that. And so to realize that there's danger here too, and as we practice to learn how to really, this idea of staying open, an open window, is partly so we're protected from ourselves. And then we're much more protected in the heart from the dangers of the world. Things might still happen to us, but they don't run into this, tight fist of the heart or in the mind, that things are hard and difficult. So to cultivate, to discover the form of love called equanimity, the flavor of loving, equanimous love, that is able to be equanimous and loving in the face of danger. So this is a tall order. It's not an easy thing to discover how to do. But today, you might spend time reflecting on this. And maybe you wouldn't be served very well by arguing against what I'm saying. Maybe there's arguments to make against it. But maybe you're better served yourself by exploring and experimenting with this idea, is how can you stay loving, caring, friendly in the face of what you might think is dangerous. And don't put yourself in danger, please. Please take care of yourself. But maybe you can explore this and ride the edges of it. And maybe there are dangers that you think that you're worried about that maybe aren't as dangerous as you think as you open up and no longer have anything knotted up inside. Maybe talk to friends about this and explore this topic of having equanimous goodwill in the face of danger. And so it seems like a wonderful way of learning from this last year and reflecting on this last year and becoming better people because of this last year and not being the victim of last year's, but really building and preparing for how to go into the next year, 2021, and wiser, more caring, more loving, more mindful, and more for the benefit of the world. So I look forward to seeing maybe as many of you tomorrow morning if you're up early enough. And we'll welcome in the new year with the last reflections on equanimity. Thank you.